Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope you had a wonderful weekend and a wonderful Mother's Day, if you're a mother, or even if you're a son or a daughter that we're spent a little time with your mom or gave her a call. Well, we're moving on today with a direction that I want you to embrace, if at all possible. And I want to challenge you, not control. I want to challenge your thinking on how you perceive the news, the politics, the rhetoric. Where are you today in your life? Where are you today in your liberty? Where are you today pursuing your happiness, property, prosperity? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity, we use these words all the time. What do those words mean in today's world? And are you able to check? Fact check the news today with these words. These established rights given to us by God confirmed to be our governing by a constitution. Life. I think we all know what life is. Liberty. Freedom from arbitrary or undue external restraint by government. A right, privilege, or immunity enjoyed by prescription or by grant, the absence of a legal duty imposed on a person. That came out of Black Law's Dictionary, and they had a whole lot more. I didn't write it all down. We say the phrase a lot. But when we watch and listen to the government cronies and their rhetoric, their jabberwocky, do we think, how does his or her policies affect life, liberty and happiness and property and prosperity in my life, in your life? Not your wants, not our wants, but our rights. I have several news stories today, and some are just statements of what happened. Others are deeper statements. I want you to think about what I share and then ponder how each, if any, you believe relates to or affects your own life, liberty, and happiness, property, prosperity. While I have opinions, you know that, and I will surely inject them, I want you to have your own. But be open to thinking, no group thinking here. Relate each to life, to liberty, and to the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. And I'm serious when I tell you, as I have been for months and months or a couple of years now, to keep the DC switchboard number close at hand. However you do that, whether you put it in your phone, whether you have it taped by your telephone, however you do that, keep it at hand. Because you are the solution. You are the protectors of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity. So here's the number one more time. DC switchboard. It's just simple. I'm only giving you one number. There are more than those than this one number, but this is one. 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. And let's look at life. Let's protect liberty for all Americans. Let's be the supporters of happiness that America can pursue such and have the ability open to them for property and prosperity. These words alone, if you truly mean them and understand them, if we stand together in acknowledgement of God, and on this land we have knowledge of our education, knowledge of our Constitution, our contract to the elected governing body, only when we actually do these things, we the people, will we bring America home. Only through knowledge and education and thinking about what we get caught up in the distractions, but do we stop and think about what each one of these stories, these news stories, these breaking news stories mean in our own lives? We know a lot of it is just rhetoric. We know a lot of it is just politics. And I say just politics, but it is much, much more than that. Because they're playing with your life and your liberty to take your property and your prosperity. So stop and think about that. This is kind of a Mother's Day story, and I'll get through this really quickly here this morning. And it goes back to Sarah Sanders, thinking about moms. They had an interview of a few of the mothers that worked there at the White House, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders was one of them. And they asked her what if it was, she said, the question was, would you rather deal with your children, now she has three young children, than to deal with, and of course the one that she's always going head to head with is Jim Acosta. And I thought her answer was really precious. Now they interviewed these women, and it was the White House counselor Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Huckabee and communications director Mercedes Schlapp. Amongst the three of them, they have 12 children. And Sarah's children are very young. They didn't give the age. They just said that they were young children. And this was her answer about dealing with Jim Acosta or her small children. She says, probably depends on the day, whether she'd rather deal with them or him. She said, it probably depends on the day. Both of them whine pretty regularly. They both like to ask the same questions, and sometimes their tone needs to be adjusted a little bit. So I think that having kids has prepared me for the job that I have right now. In all seriousness, she said, this is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I think that having kids is a great preparation for anything, especially a job you need patience for, and they have certainly prepared me for this one. You know, I always like to say I thought I had a lot of patience till I had children. And then I wasn't so patient. I realized I needed to work on that a little bit in my life. The kids can be quite the challenge. They are daily. I look at the young mothers now and what they're dealing with and kind of go down that road of memories, and I'm kind of glad I'm not at that point anymore. It took a lot of energy, a lot of time, and it was a great challenge. Indeed it was, to put up with the kiddos. I spent a little time with a couple of my sons this weekend. I had a grandson that was in a play on Friday evening, and so I saw several of them there, just two of them actually, and spent the evening at dinner with one of my sons and his family, and that was just really, really nice. And then Sunday, I had a grandson that was dedicated. It's one that was born in December. And so we went out to lunch with that son and his family, and his extended family, his in-laws, were there as well. So that was really nice. But in dealing with children, you learn an awful lot. And like I said Friday, I look back now and I think how great my sons have turned out to be in spite of my shortcomings. And I have many of them. Many, many, many of them. We're going into a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about life in general. We're going to talk about life in real life. We're going to talk about abortion and how that strips life. But I think we've got some positive news in it. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. The number to call to join me is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to talk a little bit about life at the first part of this show here. My monologue, I talked about, I want you to relate life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity, to the news. When you listen to the news, whether it's what you hear here, or on mainstream media, or on what are so-called the alternative news. Whatever you listen to, I want you to relate it. What does that do for our life, our liberty, our pursuit of happiness? Well, this is an article, and it goes back to something that I shared with you last week, how it's called liberal activists, how liberal activists are shutting down the choice of birth moms. They don't really want mothers to have a choice. And you and I both know, and even they know, that this is not a blob of tissue. This is a baby. So what they're trying to do, and the ACLU is involved in this. You know, they get involved in things they shouldn't. And they don't stand up for liberty when they should. But it's... This is coming from the Daily Signal, and it's written by Kelsey Harkness. It says, for birth moms, you want to place their children in married moms and dads. That option is now at risk. We're talking about the option of adoption. Across the country, liberal activists accusing faith-based adoption and foster care agencies of discrimination because they prefer placing children with married moms and dads. But the situation has left faith-based agencies with a difficult choice. Violate their religious beliefs about sexuality and marriage or shut down. It would never, this girl says, I would never tell a gay couple, oh, because you two are in love with each other and you're not heterosexual couple, don't even think about adopting a child. That's not what I'm saying, she said. This is coming from Kelly Clement. And she's a birth mother who placed her son for adoption. She says, what I'm saying is that birth mothers have the right to choose. Well, according to the ACLU and those who don't want this faith-based bill to pass, the mother only has a choice to abort the child. She doesn't have a choice of placing the child in a home. In at least four states, birth mothers don't have the right to choose because faith-based agencies were pressured to close. In Illinois, after serving the community for more than 50 years, the Catholic Charities was forced to stop its adoption and foster care services. At least 2,000 children were disrupted, and thousands more foster parents were lost as a result. In all of these states, plenty of agencies exist that will facilitate adoptions to same-sex couples. But still, groups like the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, are moving forward with lawsuits trying to force all adoption providers, including those of faith, to facilitate adoptions to same-sex couples. Now, we talked about the bill, and I don't have the number in front of me that it's being passed, and all it is doing is protecting those who want this done this way. But this is not the choice that they're giving the mothers. And they're suing agencies, forcing them to close. And this has been going on for several years. As a result, it says here, some are turning to the federal government to pass the Child Welfare Provider Exclusion Act. It's a bill that would protect the rights of birth moms and the rights of faith-based adoption and foster care agencies to continue operating in accordance to their religious beliefs. Remember when this wasn't an issue at all? Birth mothers already sacrifice so much, says Kelly Clement. She says, I don't think that they should have to sacrifice their faith, too. So if you chose birth over abortion, you now do not have, they don't want you to have the choice of where your child is placed for parenting. I have a story here of a young woman. This is also coming from the Daily Signal, written by Victoria Robinson. I had an abortion, and here's the message I want to share with other women. The story is that she and her husband deserted her and her two daughters, and she's working 12 to 14 hours a day in a health club. She drops her children off at daycare for up to 12 hours at a time. She says, it broke my heart every time I saw them peering out from the daycare windows, waving and crying uncontrollably. Any mother who went to work and had to drop their child off and their child is clinging to them crying, you can understand how this woman felt. She said, it went on and she had fallen in love again and found herself pregnant. She wasn't married. And she was shocked at the reaction of the father of the child, the one that claimed they were in love. He talked her into an abortion. She didn't want one, and she tried to fight it, but she didn't fight it hard enough. But she tried to fight it and argue her point. But he said, no, at this time, this is what we need to do. This is the only choice we have. He talked her into an abortion. Moved down the line, and he was history. He didn't stay. And she's the one left with the scars. Figuratively and literally. She fell in love again and remarried, and they tried to have children. And they had two miscarriages. She's expecting a third child now, and complications seem to stir. She goes to the emergency room, and she's weeping, and the doctor says, "What are you upset about? This baby's going to be fine. Everything's fine. You're not miscarrying." And then she just let it all out because she had lied to them. She wasn't confessing that she'd had an abortion. And she convinced herself that she was being punished for what she had done in the past. The doctor, she said, was very compassionate, very understanding, and he assured her that she was not going to lose this child. And she did not. She gave birth to another pretty baby girl. The scars of abortion, they don't want you to know about. The scars on the inside and the emotional scars. They don't want you to know that that's what that choice brings you. So when we talk about life, does this affect you at all? Abortion? And the manipulation of these outside groups like the ACLU trying to stop the choice of a mother who chooses life to give her child to a Christian home or whatever religion that she prefers. It is her choice. And they want to snatch that away. Because if she chooses a Christian family, they more than likely are not homosexual couple. If she chooses for them to have a mother and a father, then they're more than likely not two men married or two women married. And the ACLU doesn't like that. So here this life is being controlled by these outside agendas. And do we even recognize that that's what's happening? That the mother is being forced into a position, forced into choices that she doesn't want to make. And a baby, a life, they'd rather see it taken in abortion than put in a Christian home. Isn't that strange to you? Life. We're going into a break. We're going to talk a little bit more about some liberty when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Do you think about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness when you listen to the rhetoric and the news? Even CSC Talk Radio. Do you think about that? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We will be life, liberty, and back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public.
public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Great things really do come in small packages. CSC Talk Radio is making available a small but powerful booklet. The Citizens Rulebook might be small, but it is filled with might. The Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The best way to do this is to hold it in your hands, carry it with you, and call upon it when you need to look something up." This little book contains information on jury duty, jury rights, law of the land, Ten Commandments, Communist Manifesto, and more. The Citizens Rulebook is only $250, but you might want more than one copy, so my deal is five booklets for only $10. That's $250 each or five booklets for only $10. Order now. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Be a good citizen, an informed citizen, and carry your Citizens Rulebook everywhere you go. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, "Hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow?" Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, we're the advocates for rural America here. And they call us the flyover states. You know, it's the cool kids in New York and Los Angeles. They visit during campaign seasons, football games. But otherwise, we're pretty much forgotten, except for manufactured goods, all our food, and of course our energy. You know, people don't think, they don't stop and think when they go to the grocery store where that can of beans came from or that corn. They want that fresh corn, but where did that come from? Well, I have a group that is also an advocate for rural America, and that is Power the Future. Power the Future is a new foundation. They started out to promote jobs in rural America, specifically energy jobs. Like our food and our manufacturing, America's energy comes from rural America, the heartland. And those jobs, just like our land and way of life, are under attack. The radicals spend millions of dollars every year to shut down our natural resources, our energy, jeopardizing jobs and families across this heartland. just like our ranches and our farms. They want our energy owned and operated by big government. Power of the future pushes back. CSC Talk Radio is the voice of rural America, and Power of the Future is also a voice and an advocate for rural America energy workers. It's the perfect union. I want you to check out Power of the Future. See what you can do to help them. Daniel Turner is their spokesperson, the CEO. He's the one who founded this foundation, and I'm sure that he would be happy to come to your community and visit with you. Just visit powerthefuture.us. That's simple. Powerthefuture.us. Working together with CSC Talk Radio to bring America home. We have Tim from Iowa on the line. We're going to go to Tim. How are you today, Tim? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, how are you doing, Beth?
I'm doing okay.
Say, you know, I think the reason the ACLU is pursuing on this adoption policy is a week ago last Friday, our governor here in Iowa, Jim Reynolds, signed into law the heartbeat bill.
Yeah.
And that recognizes life at 6 weeks, and we've banned abortion past that point.
That was astronomical, by the way.
Yes, and the thing is, that's sound science. There's no way that's going to get thrown out in court. And they allowed for all the medical exceptions for protecting the mother and everything. So I think where some of these other lawsuits for adoption are going up, if they take a look at this law, because my understanding was it was specifically handcrafted to make sure there isn't going to be any court overturning it. And I think you get that into place, and I think this other side with the adoptions, that those lawsuits will fall out of place too, because you won't have the atmosphere out there that we aren't allowing for exceptions for the mother, you know. And the biggest thing I'm going to have a problem with, they have 100 in the legislature here in Iowa, and 6 Republicans did not vote for this bill, and one of them happened to be my state rep. And I will do nothing to make sure that he gets back there this year.
Let him know that as well, if you haven't.
In there, so.
If you haven't let him personally know, you need to let him personally know.
Oh, yeah, he's going to know. It's only been a couple weeks. So. and they listed them off on the Des Moines Register site.
I think maybe we should ask them, what do you have against life?
Well,
what
you
is it they have against life?
Yeah, what I can't figure out is... And the next county over, the rep over there did, too. And they're both rural counties, and there aren't any pro-choice pastors in either counties. I don't know who they think's voting for them. You know, it's just
They're getting money from – they're probably getting money from Planned Parenthood.
It could be something. I don't know. You know, there wasn't one Democratic vote, you know, in the entire – in both houses that voted for it. So. So there's a lot of, especially a lot of the Catholic legislators.
Well, you and I both know that technology now can prove that is a life very early. Very early, we know that it's a life. That heartbeat is there. And that's another reason they don't want you to, they won't allow an ultrasound for those mothers. They're not allowed to see this before an abortion because they know that most of them would get off the table and walk away.
Sure, and it's solid science. I mean, that's undisputable science.
Well, so is DNA as far as the genders go, but they ignore that too, Tim.
Yeah, I know. But they're running, they're tying, you know, like I say, I think that's the last, sitting on this adoption deal, I think that's the last gasp of a dying breed.
So now they're going to go after the adoption. You know, they're going to go after that, I read about that last week, and that was a different bill than what this one is. And so we're just going to have to see. It's in the same realm, same idea, but we'll just have to see what takes place. So,
But I think this is going to be sitting out there, and I think a lot of states need to be looking into it and modeling the fares after it, because we've had some overturned. I think most of it was mostly because you're looking for a total ban. Well, you know, I'm actually a total banner, but I'm also a realist, too. I think that was a big... I think that was first and goal on that one. I think Iowa scored a touchdown on that.
I think they did, absolutely. They did, absolutely, and the rest of us should be watching. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Appreciate you. We're going to go to Larry in Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. I just wanted to say a word about reparations on gun rights, and we can't talk about reparations without the justice system and police being involved, because like me, I had an accident. I had a little bit to drink. A woman's foot got ran over. They took my gun rights. I didn't have a gun to vehicle or nothing, but they made they took my gun rights and made it was a felony, because it seems like they're trying to make more felony problems out people today is just to get their gun rights.
They are doing that. They are doing that. And I'm going to be the mom here and scold you a little bit. If you had too much to drink and you were driving, you were putting life at risk.
I realize I was wrong in that, but they had no right to trample on my civil liberties of taking my gun rights. There was no guns involved whatsoever in this
mm-hmm,
bill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying the price of what I did.
Right.
I'm just an example of how they're trampling on the...
Well, that's true. That's true, Larry. And how long ago has that been?
Many more other people out there in a similar situation or different situations that are being made felons, and they're just taking their gun rights too.
Right.
It don't even involve guns.
How long ago has that been, Larry?
Oh, probably a couple of years.
Okay. All right.
That's an example.
It is an example. Absolutely. It's an example of, and they're making more laws, so we have more, you know, you're at a greater risk to break a law because you don't even know what they all are. So
I appreciate it. They know the laws, we don't.
Well, I'm not sure they know them.
Thank
you, Larry. We're going to go to River in Missouri. River, how are you today?
Dan, and can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, well, I have a lot to say about the gun thing, too, but I'm going to get back to the abortion thing, which I originally called on, is where this weekend I was speaking to some friends, and they says, River, can we ask you a personal question? I was like, yeah, go for it. And they says, how old are you? Well, I gave them the answer, like, I couldn't remember. Okay, and one of the reasons I couldn't remember is that when I was traveling in Europe when I was 19 years old, I was asking, you know, people I met, how old are you? Because I met a lot of young people. And they would give me the answer, and I was like, you don't look that old. Well, and somebody told me, well, I know in America that you don't start your birthday until you are born. Okay, so in like in England, when you're born, you are already 9 months old, okay? So your first birthday is at 3 months. Now, does that, and I don't know when this started in our country. That's on my research list today, and I have an idea maybe when they changed that over, because we are the descendants of many other countries.
Yes, we are.
Do the same, you know. So, you know, they changed the birth date was changed sometime in the past.
Okay, River, let us know about that when you come back. We're going into a break. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried MyPillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is MyPillow because it fits me. MyPillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. MyPillow fits you. But there's more. MyPillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of of power. With a membership to the Cavalry Group, membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. And we have returned. River, I want to apologize that I wasn't watching the clock very well. So when you get this research taken care of, when you get that, when something unfolds, I want you to be sure to let us know. That's going to be a curious thing to see when, if we even did that here and when it was stopped. Now, I want to get to this, and I want you to understand when I read this article, or I'm not going to read it to you, when I share this article with you, I want you to go back to what I said at the first of the show and think about what how it affects your life, your liberty, and your pursuit of happiness. Now, this article is going after President Barack Obama. His legacy, it says it deserves to be destroyed. I want you to think about what I have been saying for the last, several months. Congress is the biggest threat to American liberty and life and our pursuit of happiness. So while this article is by David Hersani, I think it's pronounced Hersani I, it's from the Daily Signal, and what he says is true about the things that President Barack Obama did and how he did it, I still stand on my words that it is Congress who is at fault. I don't believe that President Barack Obama did the right things or the right way, but it is still lands in the lap of Congress, both the House of Representatives and the Senate. President Barack Obama made this comment in the State of the Union address in 2012. I want the branches to give me more power so I can consolidate the bureaucracy. I've not heard anyone else quote this but me. I took notes that night, and that struck me. He also is famous for saying, I have a pen and a phone to legislate. If he is allowed to legislate with a pen and a phone, if he was allowed to legislate and get more power, then the other branches were negligent. Both the legislative branch and the judicial branch. So while it might be his legacy, the only reason he was allowed to use a pen and a phone to do things unconstitutionally was because Congress allowed it. In this article, it talks about when he did the Paris Climate Agreement. He did it personally because he knew it wouldn't pass in Congress. And yet when President Trump got out of it, you heard Congress complain. The rhetoric, the politics, the bureaucracy, the corrupt behavior. Presidents come and presidents go, but Congress stays and stays and plays, and the American people pay with your dollars, with your liberty, with your pursuit of happiness, and many times with your life. It also talked about where President Trump got out of withdrawal from the Iran deal. Regardless of how you feel about it, at this point, how it was done through President Barack Obama's administration was done illegally, but he could not have done unconstitutionally. He could not have done what he did if Congress didn't allow it. So we could blame President Barack Obama if we want to. But when push comes to shove, it's all on the backs of Congress, both Republicans and Democrats and independents. All of them. Think about what they're doing or not doing. This article goes into great detail about several things that were a part of President Barack Obama's legacy. And one is DACA. And I had another article to share today where we've got Republicans that are going to try and they've got a bill that's a Trojan horse. And when President Trump gave them the option with DACA to make a decision, nobody would do it. But now they're trying to do it. Why do those who come here illegally have a priority over those who are here as citizens, born citizens in the United States of America? So DACA was meant to be temporary, even when President Barack Obama did this. He did it as a temporary thing, believing that Congress would make it permanent, and they didn't. And why didn't they? They scream about it so much. Why didn't they do anything? Why didn't they do anything when President Trump gave them that option? It all goes back to corruption and money and greed and politics. Ignoring the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for citizens of the United States of America seems to be their way of life in D.C. D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. Presidents come and presidents go. But each story that I looked at today, you can sit there and you can say it was this president or that president, whatever the case may be, but it all falls on the shoulders of Congress. They're the ones that we elect. They're the watchkeepers of liberty. The House supposed to take care of the purse. We're over 20-some trillion dollars in debt. Have they done a good job taking care of the purse? The only purses they're watching out for are theirs, and they're lining them with silk and filling them with gold, while the American people do without. Congress. You can blame President Barack Obama if you want to. You can yell and scream at President Trump if you want to. You can blame President Bush. You can blame President Clinton. But it's always Congress. Always. Presidents don't always do the right thing. But Congress is the one supposed to be watching out for that. Now, they're blaming President Trump for all kinds of things, but nothing he has done has been unconstitutional yet. You may not like what he's done. He didn't collude with the Russians. That's almost been 2 years now. There's no evidence, so they're trying to trump something up. Pun on words there. I want you to listen to the news tonight, and I want you to think about life, liberty, and the pursuit of your happiness, property, and prosperity as written in the Constitution, as given to you by God. Are your elected officials doing what they need to do to protect it? Are you doing what you need to do to hold them accountable? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We, the Republic, need to stand on those words and believe and extend and acknowledge God and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.